you know, divisional game. So that'll be huge for us.
Did it strike you as a particularly passionate town when you were there in college, or most of the NFL cities that you've been around?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely love their sports teams there. They're very passionate about that.
Just talk about it, if you don't mind. Just the, it's the small market, and it's different. Is there that feeling that we're the underdog in Buffalo very often?
Was it the feeling that they're the underdog?
They're the underdog because they don't have the money some of the richer teams have and stuff.
I mean, I don't really know, to be honest with you. I just, like I said, I just went to school there, and I just know that, you know, when the Bills or the Sabres, you know, anytime those guys were playing, everybody was pretty rowdy about it. Yeah.
Any friends or family going to be in town that Sunday?
Yeah, I'm going to have quite a few friends and family coming.
Any idea roughly how many?
I don't even know. Still trying to gather everybody together.
A lot.
Yeah. Be a little... quite a few.
Joy.
All right, appreciate it.
Get swamped with ticket requests or anything like that.
I mean, just you know, a couple here and there, because like I said, I have my friend, my friends and family, and just trying to do my best, you know, get them some tickets, you know. So.
Did you visit there? Did you play there at all when you were with the Raiders?
Yeah, I played there twice.
Twice.
Yep.
Was it similar?
Yeah, it was a similar situation.
A lot of people asking for tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
With Buffalo's offense, you know, the running back position, obviously they've had some injuries, but is it with their running game, does it almost not matter who was in there at what time? They've had a pretty effective running game for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, they got some really good backs. We don't know who's going to play, like I said, but we just got to, you know, do our best and hone in, you know, against the run and just stop them.
You glad to see the officials issue settled?
Yeah, just I saw that, and it'll be good to have them back. And, you know, we just got to worry about ourselves, though.
Slater was saying he kind of feels that there'll be a safe, you know, safer workplace, and the NFLPA has issued a statement saying that. Do you look at it that way? That, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
How much will the regular reps coming back affect the actual play on the field? How much did you notice maybe offensive guys, offensive linemen trying to get away with things? Or was there any of that the last few weeks that maybe was different from last year or the year before?
I mean, that'd be tough for anybody to come in like that, especially, you know, when you're a replacement ref. But, like I said, it's good to have them back this week.
How much does we talk about all the talents you guys have? How much does confidence play into your success on the field? I mean, how critical is that to feel good about yourself and what you're doing?
I mean, it makes everything easier. I mean, once you have confidence, you know, if you feel like you cannot be stopped, you know, you'll be making plays. And, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, once you start winning, you know, on a consistent basis, your confidence just, you know, takes over. And
you've been in the league a long time. You've been around guys who've been in the league and had success and had failure. Short memory, critical, too, to get past when it doesn't go the way you want it to go?
Yeah, I kind of like it's like a 24-hour rule. No matter what happens, you never get too high, too low, and just worry about the next game.
Is the confidence of the defense still pretty high now despite the last game?
Yeah.
Has it suffered at all?
No, yeah, our confidence is pretty high. We just worry about us when we get on the field. We can't control anything else. And, you know, our job is, you know, to stop the run and stop the pass. And, you know, we're just going to continue doing that.
The pass rush this past week wasn't quite as productive maybe as it was the couple weeks before that. What kinds of things can you guys do to make sure that it gets better this week?
I mean, we just got to hone in on our techniques and just keep working. I mean, we're not gonna change anything. You know, we're just going to keep, you know, doing our thing, and we'll get there.
Have you noticed kind of the creativity of the Bills offense? They run a lot of different sets. They kind of hide some things pretty well. How creative are they, I guess, compared to?
I mean, they look pretty good. They run a lot of spread stuff. So, you know, it's going to be our job to really, you know, just to do our job, you know, defensively, you know, to make sure that they can't get anything going.
Have you seen a lot from Ryan Fitzpatrick on film in terms of his ability to make decisions? Or, you know, he's a Harvard guy, so a lot of people think he's a real smart player. But have you seen that? What have you seen from him, I guess?
I mean, the biggest thing is when he's playing really good, he's playing really good. And our biggest thing is we can't let him, you know, get confidence early on in the game. And we just got to, you know, do our job to make sure he can't get going.
Is he the kind of